Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Our town, our ballpark, on Monday night, our boy looked great, didn't they? I'll tell you what, some of the shots they took in Cincinnati, ooh, in and around that game, I mean, it is truly a jewel in the Midwest. You can just feel it. And I was so proud of just the way that whole thing was pulled off. It's not one person, it's not a team, it's a total area effort. And I just thought that it was just absolutely terrific. It outshone anything that we've done here that I can recall in the last 40 years.
Wow, that's a statement and a half, isn't it, huh? Cincinnati sports person Ken Brew with a comment on how well he thought the city of Cincinnati handled hosting the Major League Baseball All-Star Game this week, as that happens to come in at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, usually in the number 10 position on the countdown this week. No different, the All-Star Game and Major League Baseball right there, front and center. Can you believe it's almost time for the football teams to get together and start practicing? Saying woof. So, we're here to review the top 10 topics based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They put together an overview of what's going on with the personalities that are doing talk, the stations that are doing talk, what the topics actually are. So we have a monitor here, the top 10 for the next hour all across the country. Let's figure out what the list is all about. And perhaps at the end, you want to express yourself on what you feel the big stories of the week are. You can do that by going to the poll at DougSteffen.com. So, we've got number 10 taken care of, Major League Baseball, et cetera, et cetera. So let's keep moving.
Number nine,
the focus on the planet Pluto and NASA's very successful mission there. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, I had a conversation with NASA historian Rod Pyle about how amazing it is that NASA could launch this New Horizons craft over 9 years ago and still pinpoint to the minute when it would pass closest to Pluto.
Not bad, huh? And the accuracy with which they actually get to that corridor after flying 3 billion miles across space is pretty astonishing. It was within a couple of miles. So you're talking, this flyby was about 7,700 miles above Pluto's limb. So that's pretty good. And we're going to find out after about 12 o'clock Eastern today exactly what kind of pictures it got as it swung around the backside.
All right, so the pictures are superb. What does this tell us about our capabilities, the men and women who still work for NASA, and what the potential is there, even though they've been pretty much defunded?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the funding levels haven't changed that much in the last few years, but you're right in terms of looking back at the NASA's really productive years in the 60s and some of the 70s, it is, in relative terms, a lot less. You know, they make do with a lot less. JPL, this is a Jet Propulsion Lab, Johns Hopkins University mission, so it's, the narrow end of the pipeline from NASA for this unmanned planetary stuff, but they make do, and we've finally done our reconnaissance of the last body in the solar system of the major planets, and now it's time to start deciding what our next big moves are going to be.
You're talking about private or public?
Well, that's a good question, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got SpaceX sitting out there trying to figure out what happened to their rocket. They're being pretty quiet about it. Elon Musk just issued a tweet the other day, which is how he communicates to the public, saying, well, we're still looking at it, but we don't have one theory that fits everything that happened, so we'll get back to you. It's a little touchy now because it's not just a private operation now. It's a private company, but they're getting a lot of federal money, and about $110 million went down the tubes when that rocket went up. So although I'm very supportive of what he does, I think they need to be a little more communicative.
Yeah, and so what do you see on the near horizon for man's conquest of space, sort of short in and long out?
Well, we've got, on the unmanned side, we've got this Mars 2020 rover that's going up, and they're still figuring out what they're going to put on it, but one of the items might be a little helicopter drone that would be able to do reconnaissance ahead of it. So that'll improve the
drones
way we
in space. What a concept, huh? Drones in space.
That?
Yeah. What else?
Like we don't have enough of them down here.
Right.
Well, and then we've got these big choices to make for manned exploration. You know, are we going to go to Mars or not? NASA talks about it quite a bit, but getting the funding out of Congress has been tough. So we're going to finish this SLS Space Launch System rocket and get the Orion capsule flying in about 2 years. And then we've got a big corner to turn because we have to decide if we're going to fly it once every 2 or 3 years or actually get a program going again.
Number eight, the escape of the notorious El Chapo in Mexico. It's the buzz, and around our country it's the buzz as well. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to correspondent Tanya Powers about what we know regarding this drug lord's escape from that Mexican prison.
Tanya, let's start with the escape. What do we know?
We know that he got out through his prison cell shower area. He was last seen there late Saturday. He disappeared into this mile-long tunnel. It was pretty sophisticated. Matter of fact, it had ventilation, lighting, and even a motorcycle that was apparently used to move dirt. So it was built just for him, and apparently it had taken quite some time to build. Matter of fact, one of the guys, the former head of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations Unit, said that, you know, it was really ingenious as far as the history of tunneling that he and his cartel already have. Apparently, this guy is suggesting, Jim Dinkins is his name, he suggests that it would have taken 1.5 to 2 years to build something like this, which means it probably started immediately after they got him back into custody in early 2014.
Which would suggest that the information we're receiving about the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, apparently told Mexican authorities almost the minute he was arrested that there was going to be a breakout. I really don't think that the fact that he was going to try to escape would have been a surprise.
No, I don't think it would have been a surprise either. Apparently, as you've mentioned, the DEA documents that were obtained by the Associated Press show that, you know, various family members and the drug world associates of his, you know, had already been, you know, as early as March of 2014, were already thinking about and putting together operations to get him free again.
So, in unlike the United States, in which the media can't wait to give us every little bit of minutia that they possibly can, Mexico really not releasing much information, just that he's out and that they're looking for him.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've gotten so far. There's also a big reward. They are, I guess, letting that kind of do the talking. They're offering a reward up to 60 million pesos, which is about $3.8 million, for information leading to the capture of El Chapo. So, you know, hopefully that may get somebody to talk.
All right, so there we have it, number eight, the escape of the notorious El Chapo. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue in a matter of moments with a related story that comes in at number seven.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodwork tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte-finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianceLife.com/SOS. That's AllianceLife.com/SOS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Number seven.
Number seven item on our talk radio review. Say that again, Doug. That rascally wabbit gets in my mouth every once in a while. The talk radio roundup. This is a focus on illegal immigration, all the talk about whether we have too many sanctuary cities, or maybe why there are sanctuary cities at all to begin with. Here are hosts Sean Casey and Frank Luber talking to former U.S. Marshal Luke Adler about the problems we continue to have with illegals in our country and where the sanctuary cities are.
We're going to talk about these sanctuary cities now and the spate of crimes being committed by illegal aliens and the release of criminal illegal aliens in the United States by several in this administration and previous, to say the least. Do we lack the personnel to chase these bandits down, or do we lack the will?
It's definitely the will. We have the people to do it. And it's just the administration that sets the tone, basically, and tells the people not to do their jobs.
Luke, we have federal immigration laws, and you can argue whether or not even the federal immigration laws are being adhered to. But then, on the other hand, you have states and municipalities around the country numbering in the hundreds now that, in effect, have exempted themselves from these federal immigration laws by setting themselves up as sanctuary states or sanctuary cities. And the only response to that I have heard of so far is there may be some attempts to defund monies that are being used to house illegals in these sanctuary states and cities. But is there something else that should be done and can be done?
Well, I think there is, Frank. That's a valid point that you bring up. The laws are in place to protect us and to also protect the people that come in here illegally, because they're preyed upon by organized crime and, groups that are here that look to prey on people like that because they feel like they can't go to the regular authorities. But the first question you ask yourself when you say sanctuary city, what is it exactly that they're getting sanctuary from? In this case, it's from the laws of the United States. So someone has arbitrarily sat and said, well, I just don't feel good about the U.S. immigration laws, so I'm not going to participate in that, and I'm going to tell our people, our law enforcement, local law enforcement, et cetera, not to help and not to assist in that. That's actually a crime. And the federal government, I think, should push back on that. The problem is you have mixed signals coming out of the White House when they invite illegals to attend celebrations that they're having in the White House, and then the president only gets upset or only gets involved when he begins to get heckled by someone here who's here illegally. What kind of message does that send?
Pretty bad message under the circumstances, doesn't it? If you want to be certain, you should never get married. You should never change jobs. In fact, you might as well just stay home, because I don't know anybody who's in a certain position that needs to be certain. It's just procrastination. Mark Burnett is 55 years of age, and that's a thought for him as you think your way through the weekend.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the Lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six is a focus once again on Bill Cosby and the rape allegations against him. On The View this week, host Whoopi Goldberg, who's been a very vocal, staunch supporter for Bill Cosby, talked to ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams about this case, and the information he gave her made her change her mind.
50 women have alleged that he sexually assaulted them and drugged them, and basically as a serial rapist. Why is he still on the street? He's never been arrested or put in jail. How is that possible?
A couple reasons. First of all, I think that there were women who were reluctant to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were ashamed or embarrassed.
Right.
But of the
50 who did.
Well, look, I think that early on,
mm-hmm.
some of them didn't come forward.
Right.
The reason now
right.
that effectively nothing can be done.
Okay, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Pretty much nothing.
Okay.
I mean, there's a defamation suit out there, et cetera. But as a legal matter, it's because the statute of limitations has expired, both on civil and criminal, in the states where this was alleged to have happened.
Right.
And look, that's a legal technicality, right?
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I think it is fair to say,
right.
when you look at that, you say, really?
Yeah.
That's the reason? Is because of a statute of limitations? It sure feels like a technicality. And when you look at the totality of
right.
these cases, I think that the public, put aside a courtroom,
right.
can say, you know what? Wow. It doesn't just look like he did it.
Right.
He admits that he gave quaaludes to young women
right.
to have
sex.
Right.
That's okay. So why is there a statute of limitation on rape cases? I always thought that rape cases were open-ended.
Yeah. And look, there's a movement now
right.
across the country to make sure that there's not
right.
a statute of limitations for rape.
And is that something that we can, as a collective, who do we write to say, you must remove this statute of limitations, because every woman who does come through should be able to take her accuser to court and make him prove that he's innocent. What do we do? Who do we write to?
So, rape is a state crime.
Right.
And so that means each state is going to have a different law.
Okay.
And you have to then write to your state legislators
right.
and pressure them to say, look, we want to change our law.
Right.
Because in the vast majority of cases, the statute of limitations for rape is somewhere around 8 years.
Right.
Some states have gotten rid of it. Some have a little less. Some have a little more. But it's somewhere around that. So when you're talking about cases that happened in the 70s,
right.
80s,
right.
90s, the statute of limitations has expired. So if you want to do something about it, you say, to your legislators, look, rape is a crime that shouldn't have a statute of limitations.
Right.
Women should be able to come forward
whenever.
When they decide to come forward about it. They shouldn't be forced into a particular time frame.
Right.
And so that something like this can't happen. Because I think you look at this case and you see the number of accusations and you say, wait a second, there's nothing that can be done legally?
I mean, that's a shock to me because I always thought that if you could take somebody to court, then you could have the accuser say, that's who did it, this is what it is. But you're saying that all that is left to these women is the court of public opinion.
Right, and I think that together they make a much more compelling case, so to speak. I mean, it is impossible to ignore the consistency of these stories.
What we've learned is there's no recourse for these women except what they're doing. If this is to be tried in the court of public opinion, I got to say, all of the information that's out there kind of points to guilt. I mean,
at
this point, because I've never heard of you. You got a serial rapist. You have a serial rapist. He's been on the streets for 30 years. I have to say, I thought that, here's all the information. Take him to jail. I find out that from you that that's not possible. So I can't say anymore innocent until proven guilty. You can't say that anymore because there's no way to prove it. We are the only proof that folks have. We're the only backup they have.
Right. And look, if he wants to get his side of the story out, he can sit down and talk in depth. But he's been very careful not to say a word about this.
The reason is
because anything he says can and will be used against him.
Yes. Well, now we have, so we know. It looks bad, Bill. Either speak up or shut up.
Wow, that's pretty strong stuff, isn't it, huh? All right, so we've reviewed half of the items already. We're halfway through this hour of the weekly talk radio countdown show. Stick around for more. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 Minutes.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Where we are at this point in our countdown from number 10 to number 1. Every week at this time, we go through all the things that are sort of hot, I would say, sort of, because some people may agree or disagree about the order, and you're welcome to chime in with your thoughts on what's most important to you in this list by going to the poll over the weekend at DougStefan.com. At number 10, the situation with Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game, and the overall excitement that's caused by things going on in the world of sports. At number 9, the mission to Pluto and the excitement of the pictures coming back to NASA. The escape of El Chapo is number 8. The continuing problems we're having with illegal immigration, number 7. The Bill Cosby situation is number 6. So, let's get to the second half of the countdown.
Number five
is what's going on in Greece with continued financial problems. Here's talk radio host Kim Kerrigan with financial analyst and talk host Barry Armstrong about the bailout vote this week in Greece.
It's a hard pill to swallow for Greek residents, Parliament voting on an austerity package in an effort to make sure that they get the bailout that they're being promised, or they've been offered at least. And there was a lot of protest, people actually crying in the streets. I saw, people crying in the streets recognizing that tough times are ahead. Now, what was the alternative? I can't imagine what the alternative was. I think it was going to be worse. I mean, this is essentially, do I give myself poison or does somebody else poison me? There was really no alternative, right?
Well, you know, the gunboat was parked outside the parliament. That's the thing you didn't see on television. And the gunboat, in the old days, that's what they would literally do. They'd park the gunboat out there, and unless the parliament agreed to pay them the money that was owed, they'd fire on the parliament. Now what they do is they say, well, either you give us the money and you agree to these austerity measures, or we're going to stop sending in food, we're going to stop sending in medicine for your elderly, and by the way, we're not going to have any money in your banks. You're going to be basically going back into the Stone Age. It's gunboat diplomacy, and it's going to have similar effects. This is not a deal that's done. The debt is just too large to be paid off. This country will eventually default. They're just kicking the can down the road, Kim.
Well, the IMF came out earlier in the week and said they didn't think that this was good enough, that this offer wasn't good enough. They're offering up a few things to the Greek government, correct?
They are, and the IMF is your money and my money, and that's what people don't understand, I don't think, is, you know, the debts that were rung up in Greece are going to be paid back by Americans of all things. But it's a deal that, you know, they'll get their $7 billion in the short term to reopen their banks. My guess is it'll take about 3 weeks to reopen their banks. This story is far from over. If you're a 25-year-old Greek person, best move you can probably make is get out of the country, go to Sweden, go to Germany, and work there, because your future in Greece is pretty bleak.
Which is really a sad commentary on the country, because that is what's going to happen. They'll have a youth drain, and that country's, you know, how do you recover then?
Well, you really can't. I mean, you have to remember, Kim, they owe $400 billion, and their economy is smaller than that of Connecticut. It is smaller than the city of Boston, okay? Just to put it in perspective, imagine if Boston, you know, we're talking about the Olympics, and, gee, we might have to take on some debt to host the Olympics. It might be $2 billion, $3 billion for the debt. Imagine the city of Boston with $400 billion in debt. They couldn't pay it either.
Number four. It's a refreshing situation for some, and it's really distracting for others. Caitlyn Jenner and the ESPY Award. That's number four. Here are hosts Susan Rose and Dave Debo talking to correspondent Tim Moran about Caitlyn Jenner winning the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPY Awards this past week.
On ESPN's ESPY Awards, the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage was presented to former Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner.
If you want to call me names, make jokes, doubt my intentions, go ahead. Because the reality is, I can take it. But for the thousands of kids out there coming to terms with being true to who they are, they shouldn't have to take it.
Jenner said on ESPN that her highly visible journey has been far more demanding than competing in the decathlon.
Tim, what's your reaction, first of all, to Caitlyn Jenner receiving the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPYs?
Well, the ESPYs are kind of a reality show, so it's more entertainment than actual thing, but I thought it was important that Caitlyn Jenner be singled out as somebody that took a lot of courage to share a secret that she carried with her whole life, through the decathlon and through all those weedy boxes. It was something that she could really tell herself, let alone anybody else. And now at this age, with all her family and friends supporting her, you know, she came out as Caitlyn instead of Bruce.
Hey, Tim, what is she doing for the transgender community?
I think she's doing something for the entire community and pointing out that there are people that are different from each other. I think everybody in this world is different from each other, but in this case, pointing out that, an Olympic decathlon winner can share the secret that they are a woman instead of a man. And that's happened hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times every generation. So, I mean, it's just a matter of reality.
And with the rest of the transgender community who may not be willing to come out, how does Caitlyn Jenner's story encourage more transgenders to come out and say, I'm transgender?
Well, it makes them feel like they're not abnormal. They're normal. Whether you're trans or gay, lesbian, straight, you know, Episcopalian, you're normal. And I think it's just a lot of times throughout the history of mankind that if you're trans, you've been taught that or been oppressed at being you're something's wrong with you, and they're not. It's just, you know, the society has a hard time dealing with something's different, so it has to punish you for it.
Number three item as we work our way to number one is a focus on these deadly shootings in Chattanooga as the week ended. Host John and Ken from Los Angeles talking about what's now known about the deceased shooter who killed four, injured three others at military bases in Tennessee on Thursday.
Our terrorist of the day is
the guy who shot and killed four Marines and wounded three others in Chattanooga at two different locations. And it looks like he was conducting terrorism, may have had some ISIS connections or ISIS influence at the very least.
Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, 24 years old, lives in Hickson, Tennessee, believed to have been born in Kuwait. So, and earlier, I think I discovered that he apparently has a degree in electrical engineering.
Yeah, the Washington Post has the most about his life that I've seen so far. Looks like he came from a conservative religious Muslim family, and he was a wrestler, and he was briefly on the mixed martial arts circuit. And he graduated from high school, got the engineering degree from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. His father, Youssef, was employed by Chattanooga's Public Works Department. He had two sisters. One was Dahlia. Taught fourth grade at an elementary school. When she was naturalized as a U.S. citizen, the whole school sang "My Country, 'Tis of Thee" to her. And they remembered Dahlia as a sweet young woman who wore Muslim headscarves and loose-fitting, modest clothing. And then, she resigned. For personal reasons. Apparently, she was having a problem with a guy she wanted to marry. Her parents didn't approve. And she was going to leave the country and go with him because the parents wanted to pick who she'd marry. So it looks as if the sister may have fled the country with the boyfriend. At least that was the story at the time. Now, another sister, Yasmin, this is interesting. She went to Red Bank High School, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. She was known for proudly wearing her traditional Muslim headscarf in the classroom and on the volleyball court. And she told a newspaper 5 years ago that some students harassed her, but she wasn't afraid to confront people about their attitudes towards her religion. "I'm not afraid to go straight toward them and ask them."
In Tennessee, huh?
Yeah. "Do you really know what Islam is? There's this misconception that Islam is a violent religion. Muslims are actually peaceful." I guess except for her brother.
Well, yeah, that kind of backfired. Yeah.
Not including my brother, I guess, would be the addendum to that. And then this photo that's going around is a mugshot. In April, he was charged with driving under the influence in Chattanooga. And that's the photo with his little crooked smile and the fully grown beard.
Yeah, that's why I saw Chattanooga Housing Authority. I'm like, well, how could that be a mugshot? But
he had engineering internships with the Tennessee Valley Authority. And two private companies. So this is all boiling quietly inside him, and if anybody knew about it, they aren't saying so far.
All right, so there we have it, the background on this late in the week developing story and conversation once again about assaults and people who are crazy and crazed. So we now have two more items on the countdown, which pretty much is the way it flows here. From number two, we go to number one. Number two up next, a frequent consideration on the countdown. You'll hear about it in a moment.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Attention ice cream lovers, did you know July is National Ice Cream Month? Aficionados agree when it comes to the best tasting ice cream, fresh is the must-have ingredient. And no one knows that better than the folks in Lamar's, Iowa, home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream. CEO Mike Wells.
Since 1935, my family's been making Blue Bunny ice cream right here in Lamar's, Iowa. We start with fresh milk sourced daily from local farmers and turn it into out-of-this-world ice cream in less than 24 hours so that you can experience the joy that comes in every bite of Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny is the largest privately held, family-owned ice cream manufacturer in the United States, producing more than 150 million gallons of ice cream each year, making Lamar's the ice cream capital of the world. So what is the most popular flavor these days?
Believe it or not, vanilla is still our top seller, followed by Blue Bunny fan favorite Bunny Tracks and our delicious Mini Swirls cones.
Blue Bunny has more than 400 ice cream flavors, frozen dairy desserts, and novelties. For more, go to BlueBunny.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents. And more.
And 18 months special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two.
Number two this week on the Talk Radio Review, the presidential candidates list and the candidates' activities. Hoo-ha. Here's host Steve Scott talking to CBS political analyst Steve Chiginas, who about every day of the week has a lot of activity on his Twitter account. The enormous amounts of money being spent on the presidential race already. What's been raised is the focus of this conversation.
We're only through the first half of 2015. How much have the candidates already raised?
Well, what we do know is the hard money they've raised for their campaign committees totals about $130 million. That's for the first really quarter. It's the second quarter of this year, the first real quarter they've all been running. And keep in mind, that's not even everybody who's announced or going to announce. That's most of the people, but not all of them.
How much of this is the candidates raising money and those super PACs raising money?
Well, the $130 million figure is just the candidates' money. There's also another additional about $210 million that we know about that's been raised for the for super PACs and other outside groups that are supporting these candidates. We'll get a much clearer look at those numbers and who's been donating to those groups at the end of the month when they file their paperwork.
Now, all these numbers seem so high, but I guess we need to remember that there are more candidates, what, 15 Republicans and 3 or 4 Democrats?
Right, there are more candidates, but I think more importantly, and you mentioned the super PACs, this is a change in the campaign finance laws in 2010. We sort of saw it working a little bit in 2012, but this is really the first presidential election in which super PACs are going to have an impact. And they can raise unlimited amounts of money from unlimited amounts of people. And so we're going to see, especially not only with all these candidates, but each of these candidates, almost all of them, have a super PAC that is backing them. They're just going to raise millions and millions and to the tune of billions of dollars when this is all said and done.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the 2010 campaign finance laws, because wasn't the idea of that to not make it just a money game?
Well, the idea of it was, the question was whether, you know, corporations and others could actually donate to presidential campaigns. And what the Supreme Court said is, sure, let's just open this up. Like, there's nothing. It's a free speech thing. People, if they want to donate to presidential campaigns or any campaigns, federal campaigns, they can do it. And so it's the rules that came out of those that decision really opened up the wallets and opened this up for super PACs and to allow anybody to give any amount of money.
Safe to say this will likely be the most expensive presidential campaign ever?
There's no question. I mean, we're already at $340 million, and it's only July of 2015. We've got another year and a half to go in this. I think this is going to easily top a couple of billion when it's all said and done.
I'm looking at what's going on with Scott Gray, who is the most recent to jump into the campaigns. Apparently, the Wisconsin Supreme Court this past week ordered an end to the investigation into whether or not he, through his recall, illegally coordinated with conservative groups. This whole thing's been going on for a while, so it seems like he's safe. It's 51 past on the countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week in our focus on the Talk Radio Review is the continuing discussion and controversy regarding the nuclear deal that was signed this week with Iran. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I talked to analyst Ivan Eland about what he thinks about this deal and what will happen next in the consideration process.
I think it is a pretty good deal. It's not perfect, and I think I still think this is the only way forward. I think even the Israelis have sort of given up on the military option. It's not, there's really not a good military option because Iran had buried a lot of their facilities, and even if you take some of them out, they're just going to redouble their efforts and get a bomb faster. So I think this was the only way, and certainly Obama didn't get everything, but he certainly got a lot of surveillance on their enrichment and centrifuge production facilities, constant surveillance, and they do have a right to examine any suspicious facilities that Iran has. And I think the big elements of the agreement are they're going to dismantle two-thirds of their centrifuges and put them in storage with constant international monitoring. And the second is they're reducing their stockpile of low-enriched uranium, which can be converted into high-enriched uranium through these centrifuges and make a bomb. So they're reducing that by 98%, which is a significant development. And I think this is not a permanent agreement. It only goes for 10 or 15 years, and some of the provisions come off. So I think, this is only the first step in the process, I think.
So is it, according to the critics anyway, just a delay? Eventually they'll go down the street, or in the next 10 to 15 years, somebody who's leading works it over so that this will be somewhat permanent?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on what happens in Iran. There's a new generation in Iran. Most of the people in Iran were born after the revolution. A lot of the revolutionaries are aging. And Iran, we don't like to admit it, but Iran has sort of become more mainstream. They're still not the mainstream country, but, you know, some of the fire is taken out of their revolution. I think we probably have to, in fact, we have an interest in Iraq, the same interest that they do to quell ISIS, which is a more radical, you know, different kind of Islam. But, you know, I think we do share some interests in the Middle East with Iran now, and I think it may be easier to cooperate in those areas now that this agreement is made.
All right, part two of our consideration of the number one item this week, the Iran nuclear deal, comes from talk radio host Matt Murphy. Here he has Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama on, and they talk about what Brooks thinks about this nuclear deal.
Tell me what you know by now on the Iranian deal.
Well, we just finished the principal testimony of various witnesses in a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. We had Senator Joseph Lieberman, well-known, General Mike Hayden, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And then on the Obama side, we had Ambassador Nick Burns, now with Harvard University, John F. Kennedy School of Government. And then the Council of Foreign Relations presented Ray Takei. Joseph Lieberman is very adamant it's bad. Quote, agreement falls far short, end quote, of what America and the world needs. General Hayden's former director of the CIA, basically, quote, I don't see a happy outcome, end quote, from the inspection process that is proposed in the treaty. You've got Netanyahu of Israel calling it a historic mistake for the entire world, and Israel generally saying it's a dark day in history. Senator Tom Cotton out of Arkansas calls it a terrible mistake, and it's a path by which Iran gets a nuclear weapon, and on and on and on. Now, there are the we're not willing to go to war no matter what kind of folks that are willing to wait for war to come to us, at which point our casualties are likely to be much higher. I'm one of those who believes that we should impose more strict economic sanctions on Iran, and we must do whatever is required, including military force, to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
So there's that. It'll be a continuing source of conversation, you can be sure, in the world of talk radio. Let's review the top 10 topics in the poll that you can take at DougStephan.com. Do you believe the Iran nuclear deal, number one? Or do you think it's the presidential candidate's activities? Or the shooting in Chattanooga? Or Caitlyn Jenner? Or the situation in Greece? Or Bill Cosby? Or illegal immigration? The escape of El Chapo? The NASA Pluto, good Doug, let's change the vowel. Pluto. The NASA Pluto mission. Lots of vowels and consonants together here. And then Major League Baseball and Sports Talk Radio World is number 10. Which one do you think is most important? Tell us. Let us know your thoughts. The weekly poll is at DougStephan.com. Thank you for being on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.